On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from sunny Seattle here on KKNW AM 1150 at Hubbard Radio. You may be listening on the East Coast on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on Cable Radio Network, one of many stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio, Transformation FM. Wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad you joined us, because what we're going to be talking about, I know, relates to you. And even if I can't see your face, even if I don't know your name, even if I don't know which of the 65, 70 countries who join us here regularly you're from, I know that this relates to you because this relates to all of us. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hey, good day, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's funny, Benny, a little while ago when I was, you know, getting prepared, mm-hmm. I sort of get myself sort of energetically prepared, take a deep breath, and it's like, I smell paint. Oh. And it just reminds me of outside these doors, we have renovation chaos underway.
We're actually wrapping it up. Phase one is almost complete. We should be done by the end of this weekend, I believe, or maybe the beginning of start of next week. So
yeah, it's been kind of crazy coming.
It's looking
in
really good, yeah. And it's actually a trip on how fast they completed it.
Yeah,
and they're ahead of schedule, which is really good.
That's great. But you know, it just reminds me that with that sort of chaos, mm-hmm. it's like we have the chaos that precedes the order
mm-hmm.
and the beauty sometimes.
Yes.
So
don't you love that though?
The chaos?
All of it.
Yeah.
I do some days, because then you kind of look back and you're like, shh, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Could be worse.
And spoken like a man who's got children, too. It's like.
Right. So that's what I'm like.
We start to look at chaos a little differently, don't we?
I have a lot of people ask me, like, wow, twins must be so hard. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. I've never had another set. Sure. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always funny to hear what people say.
You know, I'm excited about our guest today, because she looks at things a little bit differently and in a way that is going to help each and every one of us sort of show up more fully in our lives. She is a yoga teacher, meditation and fitness instructor. She calls herself, I love this, a mental strength coach. And she's been doing all this at the Verge Yoga Center for, oh gosh, decades, 3.5 decades, I think. She's been doing retreats, corporate training sessions, and she has also worked with sports teams such as Villanova University football and Penn State's men's basketball. And she is the author of this book, On the Verge. I love that title, On the Verge, but here's the subtitle, Wake Up, Show Up and Shine. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Kara Bradley. Hi, Kara.
Hi, Christine. Benny, great to be here.
You know, I love the title of this book because I've had enough chaos in my life recently that I kind of feel a little bit on the verge some days. But why did you choose that title?
Well, it's a loaded title, which I love, because people can look at it as on the verge of something bad
uh-huh.
or on the verge of something really good.
Right.
And so I love what you said before about my perspective. I do have a different perspective on the way we look at life. And I believe that we're always on the verge of shining, always on the verge of showing up. So the verge came to me because I call myself a human potential junkie.
Uh-huh.
I had an experience when I was 19 when I experienced myself in an extraordinarily ordinary state of strength
uh-huh.
and clarity.
What happened then?
So I was a college track runner, running my last race, and I knew it was going to be my last race. It was championship race, and I was a mediocre runner at best.
Uh-huh.
I did something very different that day. I went off on my own, took a slow warm-up jog, and started to repeat to myself, personal best, personal best.
Mm.
What I didn't know was happening at the time that I understand now was that I was settling my mind and calming my nervous system so that when I stood up and started on that starting line that day, I had a clear, calm, I was in a clear, calm state of being.
Uh-huh.
I ended up busting through my personal best in a way I never thought I'd imagined I'd ever be able to run. And it was both wonderful to do that, but at the same time, it was very disappointing because I realized I had been an elite runner my whole career, but I never had the access to my strength. And so I started to look at that moment, at that scenario, and studied it. And I've been studying it for the last 30 years, to be honest with you.
So
the Verge. So I'll get to the Verge point now. The Verge came about because my husband spent some time down in the Amazon with an indigenous community down there. And they found that there's this spot on the river where two ecosystems meet, where two rivers came together and joined right there at this plot of land. Well, it was at this plot of land where life thrives. Animal life, wildlife, species are at their most diverse. So I looked, and that place is called the Verge. And so I looked at that, and I said, wow, there's got to be a Verge in my life. Where is it? Is it a place? Is it a state? And so I started to study it, and I've recognized that this moment, this very moment is the Verge. We are always on the verge of shining if we can show up.
You know, I know that you and others talk about your work as human potential, but it's a different kind of human potential, because oftentimes when we're talking about human potential, it's about how fast we run that race or what we're achieving in our lives. But you look at things a little differently. What does human potential mean to you?
Yeah, that's such a great question, and I've never been asked that. So thank you for asking that, because I feel like the word potential is so loaded. And in fact, I even write about it that, you know, potential, there's lipstick out there called potential. You know what I mean? We just overuse the word. So what does it really mean? It's these latent capacities that we all have, the ability to discern what our body's telling us in any given moment, to understand what somebody else is feeling, to know what to say, to know what not to say, how to act, how not to act. We have these intelligences, but we're often just blocked from accessing them because we live in a busy state of mind.
Okay. So what does the state of mind have to do with this? I mean, you talked about it within the context of the race, but in the context of our normal daily lives, how does the mind get in the way of us reaching our potential?
I love it. I love it. It's a great question, because so many of us, and I would say probably 95 to 99% of us, walk around in a busy state of mind. And I call it busy mind. It's just a catch-all phrase for thoughts, for mental junk, for negative emotions, for stuff that we hold on to. You know, like when those days when you just feel like you're carrying a bunch of luggage.
Oh, yeah. And,
right.
And if you tune in, it's like you're hearing the same thing over and over again. It's not even original stuff.
It's not. But there are these moments in between those thoughts, in between. And we have these moments every day, these moments when, like we may take an exhale. Or just like sit back in our chair for a moment and pause and take a deep breath, and we start to feel our bodies. And we start to see the sky or see the person sitting in front of us across the dinner table.
Right.
You know, so it's what I'm pointing to is that there are these moments in between all the busyness when we actually feel more alive.
Okay.
Yes.
So if we identify these moments, how do we take advantage of that to reach fuller potential?
Yay. one of my favorites. I love talking about how we do this. Many of us, most of us, spend our lives judging everything that we're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stop my mind from thinking, and I can't do this yoga pose, and I can't get this straight or that straight. And we focus on the negative, and so much of that is just our human conditioning to
right.
focus on that.
Oh, sure.
So what I'm offering is the possibility that if we start to notice or glimpse the moments in our lives when we feel awake, when we feel bright, when we feel alive, when we feel calm or at ease, it's kind of like when you're buying a new car and you decide on the make, and then all of a sudden you see it all over the road.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So this is sort of like that. It's taking a different perspective on how you're showing up for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a couple of examples, because
okay.
I know that this is a little bit different. It's a different way to look at things. Say you're driving home from work, and you stop at a red light, and you look up, and you see the sunset. And for that moment, it's as if time stands still.
Right.
But you're not thinking about the kids. You're not thinking about dinner. You're not thinking about work. You're just embracing the sunset.
Right. Engaged in the moment.
Engaged in the moment. And when you start to notice that, and you start to notice it in different pockets of your life, you're going to start to trust that these are real moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't just like an accident. This feeling of being alive or being calm is actually feels very natural and ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start to recognize and notice more and more, and that's the practice of mindfulness is
right.
noticing, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll get better at noticing those moments, trusting them, and through some practices that we can talk about, we can start to lean into those moments and actually start to access those moments on purpose,
yeah.
not by accident, like what happened to me on the track,
uh-huh.
but on purpose when it matters.
Yeah, I love that, and you've got lots of great advice, lots of wonderful practices, but we have to go to a quick break. More with Kara Bradley on The Verge. Wake up, show up, and shine in a few moments.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now, I'll go crazy. Oh, sweet thing. Oh,
you know. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to the author of On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine, Kara Bradley. And Kara, before the break, you were talking about shining in our lives. What do you mean by that word?
Wow, I love that word, and
I
have two daughters who are in their early 20s, and when I told them my subtitle, they said, really, Mom? You're really going to use the word shine? I said, yeah, I'm doing it, because really shine means to be illuminated, right?
This is
what you talk about in your show, to be stellar, to be empowered, enlightened. So to show up and shine really means to arrive fully for this moment, no matter what is happening, because it's not always going to be good and it's not always going to be bows and ribbons.
Right.
But when we can allow the moment to be just as it is, we approach it with an ease of being, a quality of attention, an open heart, a clear mind. And we do everything better because of that.
Right. And one of the things that I've been teaching about and writing about is that it's that vibration of allowing that allows change to occur, positive, lasting change. And you cannot have it without that vibration. And so people have to get to that place in different ways. But that moment of allowing is so powerful.
Yes. And that's it. And in fact, my meditation teacher, I've been studying with him for 10 years, and he's got oodles of experience, 40 years of experience. And he said that if he could give this advice to everybody, he'd be out of a job as a meditation teacher.
Uh-huh.
Let go.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just let go.
Yeah. And it's actually so powerful in our lives in a variety of ways, but I really do believe that the more we let go, the more we can receive.
Mm. Right. It's the availability, and this is what I talk about, when we can start to recognize when we're not here, right, which is the practice of mindfulness is simply to continue to pay attention on purpose to this moment, in this moment, in this moment. When we notice we're not here, we actually automatically show up right here. And when we can start to become familiar with what it feels like to be here, we start to let go and trust that it's okay. It's okay to let go.
Right.
You're not going to lose your job because you let go or not get the deal or lose the guy or the woman. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
We start to trust it's all going to be okay to let go.
So if somebody is observing that they're you know, not sort of in that moment and allowing, then I think what a lot of people who are on their spiritual journeys end up criticizing themselves. They judge themselves. How can a person get to that place of sort of observing that they're not there in that moment and getting themselves to the moment and being kind to themselves?
That's wonderful. And it's something that if we could all learn in our culture, I think we'd be a lot happier when we could start to make friends with ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And I came to this practice of being kind to myself, kicking and screaming. I'm a diehard New Yorker, type A, push, force,
right.
You know, all the way.
Uh-huh.
And I started to practice this loving kindness, making friends with myself. And in fact, in my book, I make a lot of fun of myself because it did take me a long time to get. And I'm not like an ooey gooey, you know, airy fairy type of girl.
Right.
And so to be kind or even put my hand on my heart at first was a challenge for me. But I will say, as a diehard push, force type of girl, that when I started to treat myself better, just by changing the way I spoke to myself, it started to soften the rough edges, and it allowed me to be softer with others as well.
Mm-hmm.
So can I offer you one of my favorite practices?
Oh, please do, yes.
And this, again, I learned from my teacher, my meditation teacher. So it's called finding a love object. And it's so corny that it's great.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Just stay with me here.
We can do corny.
We can do corny. Okay. So if you think about a pet, a cat, dog, or a young child, probably a toddler or younger, someone who's not talking back to you.
Right.
You look at them as an unconditional relationship, right?
Yes.
There's not a whole lot of baggage between you.
Uh-huh.
And you start to think about this person or dog or pet or cat. Think about or notice how you speak to your love object.
Uh-huh.
It's probably very tender,
yes.
Very kind,
yes.
And very silly.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so if we could learn to start to speak to ourselves like we speak to our love object, things will start to soften.
Well, I can't imagine speaking to myself the way I speak to my kitties.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But try it.
Yeah.
Just try it. Start to think about that. So for me, it was my dog. And I also, it's also fun to use a nickname that perhaps you were called when you were a child. And for me, it's Mimi.
Uh-huh.
And so for me to start talking about, come on, Mimi, come on, you know?
Uh-huh.
It changed. It just lightened things up a bit. I became a little less serious about everything, and it softens the moment, even if it's a challenging moment or an intense moment. It can soften how you show up in the moment
right.
A little more, like you said, allowing.
And you know, Kara, it seems like we in our culture, at least, we have this issue thinking that you know, God is sort of like a parent, but the parent is strict and full of judgment. And yet, when we find ourselves in loving somebody or something unconditionally, then there's such gentleness. So if we're really going to think in terms of God as being a loving parent, then that's what should come through when we're talking to ourselves. It's the only thing that makes sense. I love this point.
Yeah, it does. It does. And there's another great practice. It's a metta meditation practice where you repeat reminders. And in general, the reminders are, may I be safe. May I be have peace. May I be happy. May I be at ease. And those are wonderful. But you could also add your own flavor to it. So all day long, you can go around, and when you start to feel angry, may I be happy. May I let go. May I let go. May I be kind. May I. All day long, these are interrupters.
Oh.
They start to interrupt your habitual patterns.
Yes, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
When we start to interrupt all these patterns, and we all have loads and loads of cultural patterns, conditioned stuff based on our childhood and our current life experience. And what I'm getting to in my book is that when we show up on the verge fully, in this moment fully, we're actually beyond the confines of our patterns and our habits. So we actually slip into this natural state, which we all have, by the way, that's already clear.
Yeah, and I love that you call this our natural state. That was one of the things that stood out to me in a big way. Yeah.
Good.
So explain more fully, what is our natural state? Because I think we're all confused about this.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an example, because I think this may help people out there. So I teach yoga. I have a yoga center.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I see people come in. I see them come in the front door, you know, tightened face,
yeah,
rushed, turning off the cell phone,
uh-huh,
you know, shoes flying off, running
right
into the studio, right, ready for their yoga practice. And then they go through the practice, which is a mindfulness-based, slow-moving, deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the yoga practice, there's generally at least a five-minute rest.
Mm-hmm.
When the students get up from that five-minute rest, you can't recognize them from the person they were when they walked in.
Right.
There's a sense of ease of being in everybody, a sense of brightness and lightness and joy and clarity that is natural amongst the entire class. So when we're able to shed the baggage, the mental clutter, the emotional baggage that we carry all day long, it's like putting down a heavy piece of luggage.
Right.
We feel this relief. We all do. And that's what's happening underneath, beyond, above, whatever you want to say.
Uh-huh.
Beyond all of the stuff that we carry around is this very natural, very ordinary way of living called our natural state, true nature. You know, it's called many things.
Uh-huh. This is very powerful. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Kara Bradley when we return here in a few moments.
Abundance Takes Flight continues for the month of May. If you missed the extraordinary event in person, you will not want to miss this video. Make a donation to ShareWheel via AbundanceTakesFlight.org. That's AbundanceTakesFlight.org. And receive your life-changing video from Lynn M. Brown. 8 things directly from the mouth of money. You can also view the list of vendors who are gifting 50% off their proceeds to ShareWheel when you mention this ad for the month of May.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Oh.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine with Kara Bradley. And Kara, one of the things I love about the work that you do, and there's so many wonderful exercises and insightful stories within this book. One of the things I love is that you are stressing the importance of connecting with our physical bodies. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there who talk about, well, you know, the purpose of our, you know, spiritual evolution is to transcend the human body. Why is it important for us to connect with it?
Thank you for asking that question. We are sensory beings. We sense, we feel, we taste, we smell, we see, we touch. Mm-hmm. We hear. This is the way we move through our lives, and we think. But, and in fact, in many Buddhist practices, they consider thinking to be the sixth sense.
Oh.
So if you look at thinking and what's going on in your mind as just as important, or one of six, what's going on in our bodies, what's coming up through our nervous system is just as important. There's information, intelligence, that informs us constantly in our body.
Such as,
I'm hungry, I'm scared, I'm tired, I'm anxious, watch out, move forward, move back, do this, I need more, you know, breath here, more blood flow here. I mean, we've got this intelligence constantly coming through us through pulsing, through quivering, and through just our regular senses. But what happens when we spend our lives up in our thinking mind, in the thinking sense, is we get cut off from those senses. And in many ways, we feel muted or dulled in our lives. A lot of people walk around feeling very foggy.
Right.
You know? So as a movement teacher, I've been teaching movement for over 30 years. I like to think about movement as like one of the most natural things that we do. In many ways, I see out there that movement has been somewhat hijacked by the fitness industry.
Sure.
You know, and I've been a fitness instructor as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to introduce people's bodies back to themselves. You know, movement is movement is movement, whether it be a walk or, you know, a few moments of raising your arms up and down over your head. If I can offer my little snippet on how to move every day. Are you up for that?
Oh, yes, please do.
So the simplest thing to remember, especially if you're not inclined to move, and there's a lot of us out there that don't feel like we want to move all the time.
Right.
If you could remember this and do this every day, this is what you need to do for spinal health. You want to bend backward, forward, go to the side and to the side, and twist, twist. So backward, forward, side, side, twist, twist. If you can do that for a few minutes every day, your spine is going to love you. It gets flushed with fresh blood flow and fresh oxygenated blood. That's how our spines stay healthy.
That's a lot easier than committing to 5 days a week at the gym.
Right. You got to start somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Befriend your body. Look at your body as this incredible information, source of information, source of intelligence, source of creativity. And when we can start to drop below the level of the mind into our bodies more and start feeling more, we feel more alive. We feel happier and more awake.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other strategies that you use to help people really shine in their lives?
Yeah. I've put together these practices and strategies because, as I said, I've been teaching for a long time, and I've noticed people's resistance to certain types of practices or to committing for long periods of time to doing things, mm-hmm. or implementing new drills in their lives, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
So life
is chaotic and full enough that to add, say, an hour of whatever every day, it feels like too much. It feels
That's
overwhelming.
Right. That they're not, people aren't going to do it. In fact, it's one of the reasons why I keep the practices so short in my book, is because you're so much better off doing one or two practices that are 5 minutes,
uh-huh.
and doing them every day than, you know, going to a meditation retreat once a year.
That makes sense to me, yeah. So
right.
What are some of these?
So some of them are notice this moment. When we can start to notice where we are in any given moment, we start to show up more often for what it is we're doing and how it is we're living.
Uh-huh.
So notice this moment is very, very simple, and I have these primer practices that I offer on my app that we'll talk about that offer you ways to start to notice more.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite is just sky gazing.
Right.
Just looking at the sky for a minute or two. Breathing. Looking at the sky and breathing and noticing what's going on right now. Where am I? What's holding my mind? Move my body is another. Mm-hmm. Really, really, I really encourage people to move every day, whether it be a 5-10 minute walk or backward, forward, side, twist, twist.
Uh-huh.
Anything that just gets your body and your breath moving in a rhythm. This helps us to settle our mind, settle our nervous system, and we just feel like we're experiencing our life.
Mm-hmm.
These are simple. Another strategy, as we talked about before, was be kind.
Right.
So finding your love object or starting to notice the way you speak to yourself, giving yourself your nickname from childhood, putting your hand on your heart, giving yourself a little tenderness, a little humor about some of your slip-ups.
Uh-huh.
Can help soften you so you can arrive in life and not get too caught up in the emotional roller coaster of life.
Yeah.
And one more that I offer is called Let It Be, Let It Go.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about this as well. Starting to notice when you're forcing life, when you're constantly fixing
mm-hmm.
life.
Oh, yeah.
Or when you're trying to flee or run away from life.
Uh-huh.
And just reminding yourself, can I let this go? Can I let this be? Can I let this go?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a hand gesture. I squeeze my hand tight and I release it as a way to remind myself to let go.
Right. So you've got some great stories in the book, and I know there was one story where, you know, it's about a woman who was feeling really alive, and by the end of the day, she wasn't. What happens to us within the course of a day, or from like 1 hour to the next, that can change our lives when there are no, like, external circumstances that are causing it, so to speak?
Wow. Yes. It's so easy for us to go from one state to another just based on where our mind is,
uh-huh.
or what is it, where we're emotionally triggered. So often, the way we experience life is an exact response to what's going on in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
we're feeling stressed, when we're repeating thoughts in our head, when we're frantic or frenzied, we respond to life in that respect. When we can pause and even take a breath or two to sit in the space beyond the frenziedness, and this can happen, by the way, in a split second.
Yep.
For all of us, not just, you know, for me or for you, Christine, but mm-hmm. for all of us. when you start to interrupt your busy mind, which includes, you know, the negative emotions that grip you, you can start to notice the paths that you go down. I mean, some of us, I know, I've been there, where all of a sudden I'm down this road of drama.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even believe how far down I got before I caught myself, right?
It's almost like we're drama junkies.
Yes, we get caught up in on the roller coaster. We keep thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling, and we just get, I think of it as being imprisoned.
Right.
Yeah.
So
through practice, we can set ourselves free as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that we're going down that rabbit hole, so to speak, and we're like engaged with the internal drama that may be based on past drama, fear of future drama, whatever. How do we, what's the best way to sort of disengage from that?
Mm-hmm. The first thing we need to do is just to notice it and recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love these questions. I offer these questions. Where am I? Can I meet this moment? Why am I resisting this?
Uh-huh.
You could even ask, just like, you know, your body is shaking. You know, you feel your stomach gripping and your throat tightening. Why am I resisting this moment?
Uh-huh.
Saying that is so empowering.
Yeah.
Because it interrupts you.
Right.
And even if you continue on, it's still in a weakened state.
Uh-huh.
What's going on right here? Wow. This is really grabbing me. This is how we start to set ourselves free from the bondage of negative emotion and busy mind stress.
Uh-huh. So you're getting yourself into the observer mode.
Yeah.
For that mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so let's say you've observed it. How do you help shift it from there?
Well, that is the shift. Actually, in noticing it, you've already shifted.
Okay.
And so now, once you're shifted, you notice it, you're shifted already. Immediately it happens, you can start to breathe. You can use some tools to help you remain in the space of your natural state.
Mm. I love this. Speaking of tools, when we come back, Kara is going to be talking about this free app we can use in order to support us in this moment-to-moment journey so that we can wake up, show up, and shine. More with Kara Bradley in a few moments.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Hold on my heart, 'cause I'm looking over your shoulder. Show her how you feel. Hold on my heart. Throw me a lifeline. I'll keep a place for you somewhere.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW. You know, being in radio is one of these things where I have to continually remain in the moment as much as possible. And you too, Benny, I know you're doing it over there. And our guest today is an expert to help guide us to doing this more and more within our daily lives so that we can really fully show up for ourselves in our lives. And Kara, I know you said that, you've got an app, but before we get to that app, and I'm really excited about the app relating to this book and this process, what's your website so people can reach you?
My website is www.carabradley.net. That's Kara with the C, Bradley.net.
And it's B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Correct.
Yeah. And so what is this app that you've created to go with your book?
So I created this app. Well, I wrote the app into the book, and then the book went to print, and then my publisher said, you know, what about this app? Uh-huh. And I said, well, don't all books have apps? And she said, no, they don't. And I said, all right, well, we're going to make an app. I feel so strongly about supporting people in creating simple daily practices. And so I knew I could download my audio guided meditation practices on my website. But honestly, I know that 90% of the people are not going to download them. So I really wanted to put it in your hands, literally on your phone.
Right.
Right.
Which we have in our hands so much of the day.
Which we have in our hands. So the app has about 9 primer practices, which are short mindfulness practices, really short, a couple of guided meditation practices with instruction, and then I've got 3 videos of movement practices. So there's 2 yoga practices, one for beginners, one for all levels, and a moving meditation, which I love. And then the other part of the app, which I really love, it's so much fun, is that I have this practice called Notes to Self, which we talked about a little bit, being the dialogue that we speak to ourselves, the way we speak to ourselves every day.
Uh-huh.
So you can schedule reminders, questions, and intentions that I've preloaded that will just notify you during the day.
Oh.
So you may, at 12 o'clock, get a notification that says, may I be happy?
Uh-huh.
Or, where am I right now? And just little dings, you know, so just
fun
to help us interrupt, right? I love it.
That's great. So we're hearing from the wise part of ourselves at regular intervals.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, and the app is called On the Verge, and it's on iTunes, and it'll be on Android very soon.
Wonderful. On the Verge. I love this. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of us who have been within the spiritual movement, the consciousness, you know, evolutionary movement, and we have perpetually felt like we need to strive to get somewhere. We need to improve ourselves. We need to become more spiritual. You've got a different message. What is it you'd like to share with our listeners in these last few minutes?
Yes. Well, I have been on that journey myself for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was always trying to get somewhere. And every new teacher, every new book, every new workshop,
right.
I was still not there. I was still not there.
Yep.
When honestly, I discovered a wonderful teacher out on the West Coast, Adi Ashanti, and he started to speak to me as if I was already awake, from an awakened state. He'd tell me and the other hundreds of people he was teaching how we live in an awakened state. And so he helped me to recognize that I am already awake. I am already clear. I am already bright and vivid and energized. It's all the stuff that's overlaying my brightness that I need to just move through, recognize and move through. So that's my message. My message to you all is that there's no better version of you out there. You are already clear.
Mm-hmm.
You have the intelligence you need. It's a matter of recognizing when you feel alive and then also noticing when you don't feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
And in noticing when you don't, you start to break through the patterns and you start to find yourself experiencing your life more fully, more often.
Right. You know, Kara, I know that there are a lot of people, many who are listening right now, who feel like they need to shift something in their lives so that they can show up more fully for their mission, so to speak. Many of them want to work, say, in the healing realm or coaching realm. And I know that you've had a lot of businesses. How do we apply this process so that we can shine in a way where we're contributing to others in some tangible form, perhaps a career, perhaps through volunteering?
Yeah, beautiful. I think when we show up in this moment and we're focused on what's happening right now, we gain incredible clarity as to what is needed in the next now,
mm-hmm.
and then in the next now. And when we can allow ourselves to be clear right here and allow the intelligence to come through, we know our next move. We know it. We're brilliant beings. We know where we need to go.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe we need to stay for this next 6 months.
Right.
And then, but keep showing up fully and keep honing in on the practices. And it does unfold. The path will unfold for us.
So if, let's say that somebody has started a business or gone a particular direction in their business, and for whatever reason, it does not really come to fruition in any meaningful way. Does it mean that that path has been wrong?
I don't think so. I think we're learning constantly, constantly discerning. It's like the airplane pilot that's headed from New York to L.A. He's always slightly off course, and he's constantly drifting back onto course, or she, right? Back and forth. I think that's the way that we live, and when we're awake enough to recognize it, we see when we're off course much more quickly. We know what needs to be done more immediately.
And there are aspects of ourselves we can meet along the way that actually can empower us even more at that next stage, right?
No doubt. Absolutely. It's all a journey. This is a beautiful unfolding of our life experience.
Yeah. You know, Kara, I love this work, and I love how tangible, how doable it is for those of us who are busy or, you know, have a hard time committing to something. It's filled with ways to care for ourselves and to bring us back to this mindfulness and shining. So I want to thank you for joining us here today. Again, everybody, her book is On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. Thank you so much, Kara, for being here today. And,
thank you, Christine.
I so enjoy your work, and I look forward to having your app.
Me too. Yay. Thank you all.
And I look forward to connecting with you all sometime soon. And I encourage you to check out my website, ChristineUpchurch.com, and also check out my new blog series, Top 10 Myths About Spirituality. There's some things that we believe that I'm challenging because I'm just that kind of person. When I see something that I don't think is true, I'm going to call people out on it. And I really think that once we have greater clarity, it helps us to move forward on our spiritual paths more deeply and more completely. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.